Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 497. Today, Simon asks, do you think there's a good audio market for short stories? I have one book in audio at the moment, but it suffers from the Audible curse of being about 10 hours long. Too short for people to really want to spend a credit on, too long to make it a reasonable price. I have a lot of speculative sci-fi, fantasy, and wider short stories, so I wonder if being shorter and so cheaper, they'd do well as audiobooks. Well, Simon, this is a good question, and I am beginning to think that this is another one of those things that seems to have an obvious, obvious market answer, but doesn't really. Really, probably has to do with the popularity of the author. It so happens that I not only publish my own audiobooks and get to see the royalty reports for them, but I publish the audiobooks of some other authors as well. And where, across the less popular authors, myself included, you see this black hole of pricing that seems to kick in after a story is an hour or two long and before it hits the 11 or 12 hour mark, for the popular authors that I publish, the story is the reverse. I am selling more of the shorter stuff and less of the longer stuff. Now, it may be because the shorter stuff has tie-ins to the more popular universes these authors inhabit, or it may just be a fluke. I really don't know. I think it's gonna depend a lot on who you are, where you are, and when you last had lunch with Zaphod Beeblebrox, so to speak. I.e., what your market presence is, what people are coming to you for, and how you're able to get exposure. The lovely thing about short stories, if you're not going with Audible's exclusive deal, is if you can cut them to length with a little creative editing, you can get them play on podcasts and internet radio shows and other places that will allow you to seed your brand. Now, if you're not worried about anywhere with time format constraints, you can also podcast your own stuff or get other people to podcast it. But that's a whole other issue that we've got another question on later on in this recording block, so you'll have to wait a few days for that one. So the answer via conventional wisdom is yes, it absolutely matters, and the short stuff and the long stuff sells best, and the stuff in the middle doesn't sell as well. That makes good logical sense, and I've seen some data to say that in the market overall, that seems to be the case. However, I also have direct data that's been passed my eyes that completely contradicts that and suggests that, at best, that's only one factor in a morass of factors that form a chaotic system that it's very hard to control inputs for and isolate the real cause. In any system like that, people are going to get superstitious, they're going to latch on to the answers that make the most intuitive sense to them, and they're going to plug away on what they feel like they have control over, whether they actually have control over it or not, and whether it actually makes a difference or not. Because that's what minds do in complex systems that can't be properly comprehended, whether that mind is a pigeon's mind or a human's mind or anything in between. That's how superstitions work, that's why people keep gambling, that's why baseball players wear the same socks all the time. In complex systems, it's easy to get superstitious, and one of the hardest things about being in the entertainment business, which is what we're in, is that we're in a business where we control four things, maybe five. Our distribution, our frequency of release, our price point, our presentation, and the quality of our work. Five things. That's all we control. And the market we're selling into is so complicated and so complex. Those are two different things. Influenced by so many factors that are so far outside any of our control that there's no way to reliably game the system. And that becomes more true the bigger your potential market is. The glory about targeting niche markets is that your customers, your potential customers, are easily identifiable. There's all sorts of practical reasons, but the basic philosophical reason, and I bring this up because you can apply this to so many areas of life and business, the basic philosophical reason that it's easier and smarter to deal with niches than with mass markets or whatnot, is that the more factors you can take out of consideration, the more extraneous details you can push aside, the simpler you can genuinely make the system you're dealing with, the more hope you have of influencing it directly instead of relying solely on luck. It's a really good question, and one I would have given a different answer to a year ago. I've been delving deep into complexity theory in the meantime, and I've also been re-examining a lot of assumptions that I have brought into the publishing world from other businesses I've been in. Some of those assumptions stand up, some of them don't. Most of them are requiring a lot of weird modification as I tweak them in light of things I've learned. So this is one of the reasons that I keep coming back to topics that I have answered before, is that what I know on these topics changes, and my opinions on them change, as should anybody's who is learning more and attempting to get better at what they're doing. What I say on here is not gospel. It is simply the best I can do at the time I'm recording it. And if you listen back through the archives, I circle around every so often and hit the same topics because they keep coming up. And that's okay, because I don't think I've ever recorded the same episode or exactly the same advice twice. Always keep learning. You will learn things that I don't know, and hopefully I'll be able to learn them from you as well. Thank you very much for sending it in, Simon, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.